And next up we have Ron Huber. Welcome, Ron.
Well, welcome, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, other distinguished members of the committee. I'm Ron Huber, Friends of Penobscot Bay. We're an affiliate of the Waterkeeper Alliance, not a full Waterkeeper Alliance, though. But one thing the Alliance does emphasize is diversity, including how Waterkeeper groups carry out their missions. The basic fundamental is, are you making the waters fishable, swimmable, and drinkable? Well, our role in Penobscot Bay is to recognize and respond to the needs of the numerous ad hoc community environmental groups. They rise and fall in towns around Penobscot Bay and up the river, too. They rise up to address local development and waste discharge initiatives. And then after the fight, they dissolve, their mission completed, back to their lives. So we help those groups by helping with FOIAs, with media contacts, documenting their public hearings, with supplying them with the history of other towns that face the same sort of thing. And we archive a lot and make those available. What we're urging the committee to consider, though, are look forward and look back. The forward one is this waste spill by the vessel Cider London revealed a great deal about the inadequate condition of state and local emergency pollution response when it comes to solid plastic waste. Unhappily, according to the Basel Action Network, it has become a global commodity, plastic waste, and in fact, the production expected to triple over the next few decades. Now, as events showed in Searsport last November, plastic waste, even if it's re-termed by DEP as solid recovered fuel, is a hazardous material. While the spill happened 2 months ago, we continue to find these bright red, blue, and yellow plastic bits washing up in Searsport Harbor. Now, tomorrow, that vessel, the Cider London, returns to the U.S. after another European trash pickup run in Italy, Spain, and France. Is Maine on their itinerary? We hope not, but at this point, the companies don't even need to notify states of the waste they're bringing. Now, a look back, and that is on sea level rise. During the 19th century, much of the 20th, hundreds of businesses operated along our coast and river shores with very little concern for the waste products they produced. Now, frequently their pollution solution, dig a pit, dump it in, fill it with soil and cap it. Now, flash forward to the present, we find many of these did get dug out and moved, but not all, not even a majority. Now, we urge the committee to ask Maine DEP to work with the Climate Council to map those historic waste pits, revisit those that would be submerged first by sea level rise, and dig out those that need moving. We think cleanups of those should be a priority before they become submerged and start leaking out waste for the next century or two. Bad for wild fish, caged fish, even tank farm salmon. And as you've heard before there, I really think it's imperative that Maine becomes waste import unfriendly. Let's have no more of it trucked across the border, offloaded at Maine ports. Other nations, even developing nations, are no longer accepting these plastic wastes. And since the U.S. is dragging its feet, we can expect... Time to go?
It is.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.